The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so very much for joining me. I think you're going to be very happy that you have joined me. Have some very, very exciting interviews at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock. Lord willing, this is live radio, and these will be live interviews, not pre-recorded. Top of the hour, Michael Youssef. Most of you are familiar with Dr. Michael Youssef. And then at the bottom of the hour, 4:30, Dr. Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas. I had Dr. Jeffress scheduled for last week, but he had lost his voice. So he's feeling better and just got confirmation a little bit ago. So we should be able to proceed with both of those interviews. Again, 4 o'clock, Dr. Michael Youssef, and 4:30, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Right at the top, we need to deal with the situation down in Nashville, Tennessee. Last evening, tornadoes, several of them, ripped across Tennessee, focusing mainly on areas around Nashville, actually pretty close to downtown. At present, and this number has risen throughout the day, and it's possible that this number could rise some more. But right now, they believe that at least 19 people have been killed. At least 40 buildings have been, and I'm quoting, shredded. 40 buildings shredded. At least 19 people killed. Other people missing. Hundreds of people are homeless. And the cleanup, obviously, is just beginning down in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee said, quote, "It is heartbreaking. We've had loss of life all across our state." President Trump has declared the area disaster area, and he is planning on visiting the area hit by the tornadoes this coming Friday. So pray for the folks down in Tennessee. Beautiful, beautiful state. Tennessee, I think, is one of the most beautiful states in America. Nashville is a beautiful area. But storms like this do not discriminate. They can literally hit anywhere. So through the night, tornadoes devastate the state of Tennessee, killing at least 19. All right, now, I just have to get this off my chest, okay? This makes me angry. It makes me disgusted. And I'm just trying to be honest and candid with you. You may remember that a drag queen story hour was planned at an elementary school in the Clintonville area. There was a great deal of protest, a lot of pushback for the school, and so it was canceled. Well, the Studio 35 Cinema and Draft House said, hey, why don't you have the drag queen story hour? Why don't you have it here? So last night, the place was packed. Far more people than would have been at the school function had it not been canceled. And at least one of our local TV stations last night thought it was great, thought it was wonderful. They dedicated a lengthy segment to this sad, sick, perverse event. And it was filled with children. Here's the story. Well, I'll just give you the station. It's Channel 10. Local station, Channel 10. The Clintonville community stepped up to reschedule a drag queen story hour after it was canceled. On Monday night, families packed the house at Studio 35 Cinema and Draft House. They were there to watch drag queens Valerie Taylor and Courtney Kelly sing and read books to kids. The goal was to promote literacy, but also to teach a lesson of diversity, self-love, and appreciation for all people. A parent is quoted in the article saying, we've been to the Pride Parade each summer and always enjoyed the drag queens. It's a favorite of my daughters in the parade. So, of course, we wanted to come tonight and hear some great Disney stories delivered by such enthusiastic actors, said Alice Duncanson, who brought her daughter to the event. Now, this is just so sad from every angle. From my point of view, this is just sad. The president of the PTA, was interviewed on TV last night, and she was one of the driving forces behind. Think about this. Think about where our culture, our society, the president of the PTA was one of the driving forces behind this. And she said, we just want people to be their authentic self. Now, I just want you to think about that just for a moment. We're talking drag queens. We're talking about men pretending to be women. The key word there is pretending, acting like, fantasizing like they're not women. They're men, and they're not even transgender. They are just men who feel this perverse need to dress up like women, and not just women, but over-the-top sexualized women. And the president of the PTA said, they're just trying to be their authentic self. Now, again, just think about this. And I've told you this so many times. When the liberal left gets a hold of anything, whatever they say it is, it's exactly the opposite. Another illustration. Men dressed up like women. And the president of the PTA said, that's their authentic self. No, that's their fantasy self. That's their pretend self. That's their makeup self. Their authentic self is their men. That's who they are. But the liberal left turns everything inside out, upside down, so that their fantasy self is called their authentic self. the drag queen aspect is pretend. And by the way, that's not their real names. That's their drag queen names. Valerie Taylor and Courtney Kelly. I have no idea what their real names are, but their authentic name is not Valerie Taylor and Courtney Kelly. That's their pretend name, their fantasy name. And yet one of our local TV stations last night presented that as, isn't this wonderful? And I think the saddest thing of all, the place was packed. It was absolutely packed out with parents thinking this is good for their children. It's just sick. It is sad. It is sick. The world around us is trying to portray the abnormal as normal. All right, we'll take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, it looks like after three tries, Israel is actually going to have a government again. Benjamin Netanyahu is claiming victory in the elections from yesterday. 2:20 a.m. Tel Aviv time. Benjamin Netanyahu claimed victory. It looks like he has enough seats in the parliament to establish a government. Be the first time in almost 2 years they've actually had a full functioning government. Good for Benjamin Netanyahu. And of course, that is in spite of the fact, or maybe even because of the fact, that he is under indictment in his country. The parallels between Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are just amazing. I mean, they really are. The whole impeachment thing here, and the president was acquitted. Most conservatives think the same thing is going to happen with Benjamin Netanyahu, the indictments, and most people think he is going to be found innocent as well. So anyway, it took three elections to do it, but Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory. Now, talk about a tale of two states. Have you heard about the efforts in Virginia, in some portions of Virginia, to secede and become a part of West Virginia? When I first heard this, I thought, it's insane. But no, it's serious. And I don't know that it's probable, but it's possible that some counties in Virginia could break away from Virginia and join West Virginia. I don't think that's ever happened in America, but anyway. And here's the reason why. Headline, West Virginia governor signs bill to stop infanticide, care for babies born alive after abortions. The Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, HB 4007, now becomes state law. The Senate passed, and it, by the way, this is very similar to the legislation that the Democrats in the U.S. Senate just defeated. It simply says that if a baby is born as a result of a botched abortion, that baby must receive the same degree of care that would apply to any other child born alive at the same gestational stage. It's common sense. It passed the Senate 32-0. It passed the House of Representatives 93-5 in a bipartisan manner, And the governor says, today we're going to put a stake in the stand that says for us at least we stand for life and we stand for the right stuff. For crying out loud, at some point in time we got to stand for common sense. If I had my way, I could just write up here in a second that I stand for life in all cases all the time. To the God above, that baby is worth it, the governor said as he announced that he would sign the legislation. That's West Virginia. Here's the headline out of Virginia. General Assembly passes bill allowing transgender people to get new birth certificate. Now, a birth certificate certifies your birth. You can't change that. Okay? You can't change your birth. It is a birth certificate. It is a certificate of birth. You can't change that. Well, in Virginia, they want to. The state legislature recently passed a bill that would allow transgender individuals to receive a new birth certificate, something advocates said will help transgender people acquire documentation in alignment with their identity. Senate Bill 657, sponsored by Senator Jennifer Boisco, guess what? Democrat, yes, will allow a person, listen, will allow a person to receive a new birth certificate to reflect the change of sex without the requirement of surgery. They don't have to get surgical reassignment. Quote, the bill requires proof from a health care provider that the individual went through clinically appropriate treatment for gender transition. But then get this, quote, there is not a standard approach for an individual's transition. Treatment could include counseling, hormone therapy, sex reassignment surgery, but not necessarily. So in other words, in the state of Virginia, if a person can find a whacked out crazy doctor who says, yeah, I know you're a man biologically, anatomically, but you feel like a woman, so poof, you are now a woman. There is no standardization. There are no real requirements. All it takes is some goofball medical provider, and a person in Virginia can get a brand new birth certificate. Now, somebody tell me why that is not absolute insanity. I don't care how left you are. You don't change birth. What a difference between West Virginia and Virginia. One is totally controlled by the left. Yeah. All right, when we come back, Lord willing, we'll be visiting with Dr. Michael Youssef.